Oil prices have soared to their highest level since July 2008, after the United States said it was discussing a potential ban on Russian supplies with its allies. Energy markets have been rocked in recent days over supply fears triggered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. As fuel prices and household bills jump, our reporter Helen Donoghue has been asking people in Ashburn in County Meath whether they're feeling the impact.
Absolutely, over the last year, particularly with home fuel and diesel. You have to try and shop around. I certainly switch utility providers every year. The amount of tax being paid as well.
Are you worried about it?
Absolutely. I think the €200 proposed is only a drop in the ocean. That's going to help assist families, especially middle to low income earners. That's going to be really difficult.
Definitely, like, I would have been able to manage filling the car for like 70, 80 euro and now it's 110, so really noticing that. I just don't know how much more I can keep going up.
Absolutely, since last week it's just erratic, you know. There are places they are selling €2 at the moment, and you know, so it's very worrisome anyway. I don't know what we can do.
Yeah, it's at 194.9 and everyone's completely sold out all the diesel. If you had to go long distance for work now, it'll be fairly eaten into your budget.
I haven't got my oil filled yet. I didn't get it since last March. It was only €500, but I'm expected to be about 800 now this year. So I only work part-time, so it is very hard.
I do need to change my supplier, and I've tried to stop doing washes during the day and stuff. You know, I do them in the evenings more so.
The impact of rising energy prices. Well, the Irish Road Haulage Association has this lunchtime held crisis talks with the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, over the impact of the Ukrainian war on petrol and diesel prices here. The association says Europe is now in wartime and that unless something is done quickly, the surging prices could force hauliers off the roads. Eugene Drennan is president of the Irish Road Haulage Association and he joins the studio. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme, Mr. Drennan.
Thank you.
What is your ask? What was your ask of Pascal Donoghue this morning?
Well, our ask was in the first place to bring home the gravity of the situation. Today and even last week, some hauliers shouldn't go to work because they're losing money. And we need something, some sort of subvention fairly quickly. And it is wartime strictures, so it has to be radical and sizable enough to help support us. And to that end, we put four proposals to the minister. We outlined where we're at, how quickly it has increased through this month. And that we have no hope without some intervention.
There is a rebate scheme as things stand. So as prices rise, to some extent, hauliers are cushioned from the full impact of that. Is that adequate?
No, not at all. That was a small rebate we got in Michael Noonan's time. It was for a spike of the spikes we were used to getting. That's gone long ago. We need something far more radical. But that was part of our plans today, that we could change the multiplier on that, get it to the maximum. We could take off the capping that's on it and let it flow with the price of diesel was number 2 point. We could go for the price of green diesel, which would be about 110 today, or we could have some bit of a mix of the above. And also that other European countries have no issue with taking radical action today. Or this week, Hungary has frozen their price, Poland has taken off the VAT, Romania has halved it, and the Czech Republic have done some other sort of a lessening of price. Right. So it's happening.
Did I understand you to say a moment ago that already some hauliers are leaving their trucks parked up rather than taking business?
They should be doing it because they're losing money. It's at that stage now. And to that end, Brian, we were at pains to point out to the minister, the big PLCs, the big co-ops of this country have to address the issue of price with hauliers. And hauliers need about 30% of a rise from the 1st of January to keep abreast of all the prices.
What did you hear back from Pascal Donoghue?
Well, it was that he had to take in the fullness of the country, the priorities of what is needed. Supply is very important and see where he is in that. And then that we were very high on the agenda and he would check and look at what we've proposed. And we were at pains to point out to him that is needed very quickly. There isn't time. It's martial law or wartime situations and response has to be similar.
And if there isn't a response in the kind of with the kind of urgency you're arguing for, will the trucks be parked up?
They'll have to. People can't, you know, when your back is to the wall, you've no choice. It's Hobson's choice. It's radical time. People may need to do whatever, but they can't stay working.
Eugene Drennan, President of the Road Haulage Association, thank you for that. Well, let's get the latest on all of this now with our economics correspondent.